Kilbride.
Yes.
So you came to West Kilbride, and you all lived there.
Yes, well, my parents had a job in one house and I was in another house, and I was very kindly treated by a Mrs. Wright in a small place, not West Kilbride, but Porton Course. But unfortunately, because of the war and being of German origin, we had to leave. The policeman came to the door and said, "You can't stay here anymore. You've got to get out. You're not allowed to live near the sea or near any protected place, protected area." So we said, "Well, where do we go?" And through a certain circle, my father wanted to say Kaddish. He heard that his mother had died in Germany, a natural death. And my father said, "Is there a synagogue near here?" "Oh, no. But there's a Jewish man just down the road. Go to him. He'll be able to advise you." And that Jewish man was very kind and offered us his house when we had to leave West Kilbride. And that was in Glasgow. And that's how we got to Glasgow.
Do you remember his name?
Mr. Samuel.
He moved into his house.
Yes, that was in the West End. We lived there for a little while. My father was interned then. Most people were interned, men, also some women. And before my mother found a job, and so did I, as a children's nurse again, my mother became a housekeeper in Cuthbertson's in Pollock Shields. And
what training did you have to be a children's nurse?
None at all. I just liked children. I just was very fond of
and
children.
And your mother?
My mother?
To become a housekeeper.
Well, she was always a good cook.
Right.
And she just said, instead of having somebody work for you, you do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were your impressions of Scotland at the beginning when you...
People were very friendly and very helpful. And while we lived in Victoria Crescent Road in the West End. We lived in Victoria Crescent Road in this house... huge house, and we said to, what was the man's name? It's gone out of my head just now. He was related to the Samuel, so quite well known in Glasgow. "It's very kind of you to offer us your house, but we cannot pay you any rent." And he said, "Mr. Cohn," I think was the name, "yes. When I come to Glasgow, you'll cook me a meal and that'll be fine." He was very, very kind indeed. They were not exactly short of tuppence, but they had a house in, as I say, in Glasgow, and a beautiful holiday home in West Kilbride on the Porton Cross Road. So, and they invited us, it was Pesach, and they invited us for Seder night, which was wonderful.
So were you aware that there was a refugee centre?
No, we met somebody in Victoria Crescent Road who said there is a refugee centre. And they meet in West George Street. It was in West George Street at the time. Then they moved that flat. We met on a Saturday. And that flat then was given up. And they found somewhere in Pitt Street. And eventually the house on the hill on Soggy Hall Street.
So you went. You met there and met people there?
I met people there. And
did you make friends through that?
I met friends. In fact, I met Henry, who we married eventually.
So this is where you first met?
That's where
your
I
husband.
Met.
Okay, so you met him at this
refugee centre, yes.
Okay.
And I met...
And how old were you then by that time?
16, 17. Well,
So you were very young.
Fairly young. And two girls I'm still friendly with, I met there. One went to America eventually, and one girl went to London. But we're still very, very good friends.
What activities did they have?
Angela, I think she worked in an office, and Eve definitely.
Uh-huh.
Eve, her name was Elfie.
Uh-huh. And what did you do at the club?
At the club, we just had meetings. In fact, very interesting meetings. There were older people in this club who were... students, and some were already doctors, people from Czechoslovakia and Austria and Germany. And we had very interesting lectures on a Saturday night. And on a Sunday, we would go rambling into the country. And that was quite carefree. It was the main thing to meet.
How many people were there approximately?
A lot. Henry might remember better, but maybe altogether 50, 70 people. Quite a lot of people. And there was eventually in this house on Socky Hall Street, there was a cafe and you could have a meal that was affordable. They didn't make any profits. It was just enough to pay the women who were working in the kitchen. It was very good that you could eat there. But so, we didn't eat out a lot.
So during the war years then, you were between the age of about 15 and 21, yes?
Yes.
And you were working as a nanny,
Eventually, I got out of that. The club, the refugee club, gave me the courage to get out of that kind of work. It was very boring, sitting with a family at night and looking after a little boy. I wasn't ill-treated.
No, maybe a bit isolated.
Washing nappies, it was very boring. Mm-hmm. And as I say, the refugee club gave me the courage to go out, and I was always quite good with the needle sewing. And I got myself a job in a very nice dress shop, and I learned to do alterations. And at night I went to a school evening classes to learn how to cut out so that I was able to make garments.
To do the patterns.
Yes.
Where was the shop that you worked in? Was it far from where you lived?
No, it was within walking distance. I was able to live in the youth, then the girls' hostel, which was in Renfrew Street, and the shop was just down the road at Charing Cross.
And your parents?
My father was interned, and my mother got a job in, again, as a housekeeper in Cuthbertson's.
So she wasn't far from you then?
Oh, yes, that was quite a bit away. I could only see her maybe once a week.
Right. Okay, so you were making a life for yourself.
Oh, yes,
then.
Yes.
Yeah, and you'd already met Henry.
Well, that was later. No,
a
not
bit
right
later,
away.
Not right away.
Away. No.
Just sort of during those years.
No, he was also interned. He was interned. In fact, he had quite a difficult time because during the war, his mother was still in Germany, and he wrote to his mother via Belgium and France, where he had uncles. And these letters were intercepted, and he was called a spy. So he was taken. He was far too young to be interned, but he was interned and eventually sent to the Isle of Man.